This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
We got introduced to Pecan in the Cabin. My boy Jeremy gets it from this one spot, and it's good. Pecan in general is great. It is unlawfully expensive. So I went on there, and Joe had a pecan available.
Yeah.
But I think it was about $45 for a pecan, which is very, very affordable. If you guys don't know, pecan prices are through the roof now because it's a Brazilian cut. You only get one per cow. And it's a trendy cut.
That's how I judge how the market's doing, is how's pecana doing. Some people look at gas, I look at pecana.
So in fairness, I do judge a lot of butchers off their brisket price, off their pork belly price. And the reason why I say that is because those are trendy cuts, and trendy cuts will get you, like, pork belly is a cheap meat. It is. I mean, not many people make their own bacon. It's a cheap, when I say cheap cut, I mean relative to the other parts of the pig. And so, like, if I find out your pork belly or your brisket is actually affordable or under market, I'm more likely to spend with you. Joe's prices are right where they should be. But I was like, you know what? Ness has never had pecana. Texted her, waited 2 hours for a response. Just, hey, the all clear.
Yeah.
By the time I went back on the website, it was gone.
Sold out.
I was so upset. I was
That's
like,
That's what I hear.
I was like, because Joe and I have actually texted about pecana. Because he actually gave me, I can't remember what the idea he gave me is, because this is a guy who changed how I make pancakes. Because we talked once, and I was like, yeah, it's not fluffy enough. He's like, do this. And I do.
What was the tip?
The tip was, one, use, even if it calls for water, still use milk. And then the second one,
okay.
The second one was add an egg per, like, serving. So if it's like one, so if it's a cup of mixture, yeah. You use an egg. I'm telling you, game changer.
Okay, some fluffy pancakes.
And so now I've got to wait for pecana to get back in.
Do you ever make the designs with pancakes for your kids?
I just don't have that talent.
No, okay.
I can make you delicious pancakes. I can't make you Mickey Mouse pancakes.
I think they sell like the cutouts, right? So you can make them basically whatever.
Yeah. No.
Didn't know if your kids had a lot of fun with that.
No, they do.
The way I'd get back in the pancake game would be like, I can make Charlotte Mickey Mouse pancakes. She'd love that.
So
I'm out of the pancake game as of right now. If I get into the pancake game, it's because of Mickey Mouse pancakes.
This is my grandmother showing through in my neck, Mama. If, like, we were like asked for like a specialized thing, like, Mama, can you make a Mickey Mouse pancake? She'd be like, I don't do that. And I, but dude, you understand.
You get circled.
Yeah. You'd go to Mama and you'd be like, hey, can I get like, can you cut that steak in the shape of a heart? I don't do that. I make steak. And it's like, okay. But you could do that with any like food request. She's like, no, I make it the way I make it and you'll either eat it or you won't. I think that's exactly what I've inherited from her. Because,
okay. Like, I just got really excited about the idea now making Mickey Mouse pancakes for Charlotte. The problem is I'm going to order it. I know I'm going to get the device now because we're talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to make pancakes, which I haven't made in a long time. Yep. And then I'm going to put them in front of her
and
be like,
eat one?
No, she's not even going to notice that it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, this is like, I'll have so much fun in thinking she's going to be like mouse and get all excited and just not even notice at all.
Yeah, that has happened with my kids, which might be informing
would
this.
Would be devastating.
I made like a smiley face on Olivia's plate. And she just, in fairness,
like,
she
wolfed the
food
bacon,
down.
Bacon's the smile.
And I was like, did you like the smiley face? And she's like, what's smiley face?
Oh.
And I was like, well, I guess I'm never doing that again.
Crushing.
Because it takes work.
Yeah.
To like do those extra steps. Oh, look at this. Matt is saying I'm pronouncing meat wrong. Matt, I'm a meat guy. Are you saying I'm getting the meat wrong?
You're totally pronouncing it wrong there, Nick. It's picanha. Picanha. Say it with me. Picanha.
I'm from Medina County, Matt.
Picanha. Picanha business. Yeah, okay.
I'm not Brazilian. By the way, real quick, Matt, are you no-so or are you so-so?
I'm so-so.
Oh, look, oh, we got a rivalry brewing here.
No,
Peterlin's telling me to throw you off the air, Matt. This is
we love South Solon.
Yeah, he's saying sarcastically. I'm so sorry,
not sarcastically. You're good people in South Solon.
You're just not as good as no-so, I think, is the implication there.
Stop it.
Matt, have a good night.
I will give it for you. I'm going to give it to you real quick here.
Now, it does sound like a South Solon thing to call in and correct you on picanha, but...
Picanha?
Picanha.
Picanha! Yeah, there we go. All right.
Says it so aggressively.
I kind of went Italian with it, too. Hey, picanha!
Picanha!
Now Katie's
She's South
barging
Solon,
in.
So that's how she had a vouch for the idea that I'm nice to all South Solon people. Solon is just Solon, and that's what we like about it.
100%. I heard you talking about it yesterday because I wasn't here, but I was listening to the show. North Solon, South Solon. It's just Solon. We're all one big happy family.
I don't think so. That's not what No-So Johnny's selling here.
What's his problem with South Solon?
I don't have a problem with it.
It sounds like you got a problem.
Let me tell you.
He's creating a problem. I don't have a problem.
I'm not creating anything. I'm just pointing it out.
When your daughter goes to school,
yeah.
Not elementary school because there's one close to North Solon, but when you go to the middle schools, right, but then you're going to go to the middle schools and the high school, and that's all in South Solon. Wait,
oh, so you,
much
what you're saying,
shorter commute.
What you're saying is
right,
he's
got
to train her young to be very snobbish to the so-so people.
There's nice houses in so-so.
I think that's what he's hearing.
Yeah. A lot of nice houses in both sides.
For like a demilitarist zone.
He's just going to have a longer commute, and he's going to have to sit in traffic on some.
The only problem is there is
North Solon.
There is. I got caught in traffic all weekend trying to go over to South Solon. My goodness.
I want to throw myself in traffic with this conversation.
The only problem is that there's not a recognition that there is a dividing North and South Solon is the problem. It's all there's ever been. You just tell people there is a South and a North.
Is this like
is there an
77?
East and a West?
Right. I was going to say, is this like 77 splits East and West Siders?
Yeah.
No.
A little bit.
What's your dividing point in Solon?
I haven't created the dividing line map. I'm not sure.
Oh, I think you got to work on that, No-So Johnny.
You're right.
100%.
If you're going to be an elitist, you got to know who you're excommunicating from the tribe.
It's not an elitist thing. There's a lot of nice houses in South Solon.
Yeah.
He just likes, so he watched one show on
like
HBO
a murder area.
Where they call this guy No-Ho Hank, and he wants to make it No-So Johnny. That's all it is.
He's No-So Johnny because...
I have continued none of this in trying to divide Solon in any sort of way.
Okay.
Yeah, and it gets put on me.
It's all Nick Wilson. Remember, if anything you don't like about this show, it's all Nick Wilson and not Mr. No-So Johnny, the elitist himself. I just think you should own it.
No-So Johnny.
Like, you look down your nose.
There's nothing to own.
You look down your nose.
Are they hearing himself?
You look down your nose at people from South Solon.
She's from South Solon. She's got a
parent
that we know how you
feel about. Apparently we're not friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Because I live in South Solon. So Katie.
How are you believing the rhetoric that is coming out of his mouth right now?
I think because, you know, she's seen your social media. I think there's an elitist atmosphere in North Solon, and it kind of permeates how you talk about Solon.
Hey, come
you
to South Solon.
You only talk about certain parts of Solon.
Come to South Solon. We accept everybody.
See?
We're friends with everyone.
It's like the reverse Civil
Even if
War
Jonathan
here.
Doesn't want to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friends with South Solon.
Didn't say that at all.
I think it was implied.
In the slightest
bit. Katie, thank you.
All I could be is more welcoming to South Solon.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you really got a problem there. And it's okay. It's okay. We're all working through something. Right.
Now, I would like at some point recognition from the mayor next time I have a conversation with him because we do chats and I tell him about the great city of Solon. And listen, he listens.
Wait, the mayor of Cleveland?
No, the mayor of Solon. Okay. Why would I talk to the mayor of Cleveland about Solon problems?
I don't know. Well, you said the mayor. You said the mayor. There's a lot of mayors regionally
after
here.
240, I mean, the gift you wanted to give to Cleveland was a new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't talk to that mayor.
That's why you would talk to him and not me.
Hey, that mayor keeps going. He might end up being the new mayor of Solon, the way this is going.
Look at this. Nick on Twitter saying the dividing line in Solon is 422.
That sounds right.
So that sounds right. You're below the 422 line?
I think I'm above the 422 line.
Oh, that's right. You just want to make sure.
I want to really look at it. I think we live above.
See, above
the 422 line.
If it was all Solon in your mind, you would have corrected me there.
It's not all Solon in my mind. It's just all. There's good parts of Solon in every part of Solon. That's the difference there.
Everybody, Ken Carmen's joining the show to pander to South Solon, who he desperately hates.
They got a new
pander your way out there, big boy.
Got some new pickleball courts over there. We're having a good time in
Nick
Solon.
Nick saying he's from South Solon.
Brand new playground.
Are you still going to agree with Nick that it's 422 after he said he's from South Solon?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Man, the hatred just seeping through.
No hatred. I'm not the one that got corrected on meat pronunciation today.
Picanha. Yeah.
Which is a very South Solon thing to do, is call up and correct somebody on their meat.
I mean, right there.
Am I right?
Right there.
All right, like, guys.
Guys.
What's the deal with that?
I got a high school education, and I grew up in Medina County. All right?
I mean, North Solon would just let it go. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I think not.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
I think the castles of the chimneys. Oh, man, I'm going to butcher this. Never mind.
Yeah, no, keep going.
I disagree.
Okay. Nick nailed it. Nick, fantastic job.
All right, if you're from South Solon, do you have beef with North Solon? 216-474.
Or do you have picanha with North Solon?
0092.
You're gonna tell Joe that you tried? Now, are you gonna try to get some free picanha out of him? Or is
I
that
can't
not gonna,
do that.
Because
no.
I think that would be in poor taste.
Because this is one of his big ventures post-playing career. I don't think I could ever ask for I could ask for free tickets. I can't ask for free meat.
I don't know why it'd feel like hitting the jackpot if you did get free meat, though.
Oh, no. I mean, you could send me stew meat for free, and I'd be like, Joe Thomas sent me free meat. But I can't. No.
Not in the slightest bit.
No. Now, you know, I've said I'm not really a barber kind of guy. I am a butcher kind of guy. And I will tell you, there's a bunch of butchers that I've gone to. Haven't really found my butcher guy yet. I found my mechanic. Right, just down the road, my guy Rob, I could use a butcher. I really use an inside source of a butcher. One preferably in Joe's case that isn't in Wisconsin. One that's right down the road. I just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I do feel like butchers, you typically, it'd be one of the few spots where having the relationship really does help, because then they give you a little bit bigger cuts. They give you more for more bang for your buck when you got a butcher that you know.
My buddy Jeremy has a butcher. And I think he actually is in Columbus, and my buddy Jeremy lives in the Troy area. He will drive the 40 minutes or whatever it is to his butcher in Columbus. That's where he gets short belly burgers.
Mm.
You know that if I won I think tomorrow's Powerball's $330 million.
Yeah,
I would retire from radio to become Wadsworth's Hungarian butcher. I would just do a bunch of like Eastern European cuts. I would give you your basic stuff, but then I'd give you like short belly burgers. I'd be.
Wouldn't you just ultimately just end up doing what Joe is doing with his farm?
I don't know that I actually want to raise or have the stench of cow that close to me. But yeah, I'd probably do it. In the end, I'd be like, well, I mean, might as well save some more money here. Because Joe also, the cool thing that Joe did is Joe like got the best cows. So instead of just having a farm, Joe has talked pretty incredibly about, you know, the importance of actually getting the right cows in there. So
that's why it's high quality.
Yeah. Yeah, so I probably would be. Also, John saying, signature is Solon is in So-So.
For sure it is.
Oh, which is the nicest gated community houses and golf course.
He's not lying. Solon. That's why I said there's very nice houses, very nice places in all parts of Solon.
And then there's the other place that Jonathan doesn't talk about. The others in So-So. It's implied.
Listen, I mean, signature's very nice.
Even for being in South Solon?
Very nice.
Pew, 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 pew. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.